This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. This episode is an excerpt from my public access TV show, Talk with TQ. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. I'm really happy that you came to visit. And I'm always so thrilled because I get really nice, really interesting guests on this show, and it just pleases me. And my objective is to satisfy your lust for curiosity and new information. So tonight, I am very psyched to have Dorian Dorsey on the show of Rapper's Delight. Now that's Rapper's, as in a food wrap. I love the name of it. I enjoy a play on words, very easy to remember. And it seems that food trucks have become very popular in the past few years, and wraps as well have become very popular. But Dorian, welcome to the show, number one. And what made you decide to have a food truck with that was the theme of the food truck being wraps?
My dad and my mom my dad has cooked my entire life. I like to think of him as the best home chef in the world. He's been able to turn nothings into everythings for my family growing up. And so he's catered along with the help of my mom. And then when I became old enough to work, that was probably one of the first jobs that I ever had, was catering with them on and off in between, like, you know, sports and school and everything like that. So I've been in the food industry for a very, very long time. My dad's dream was always to own a restaurant. And we actually started looking, prior to the pandemic, we started looking for spaces. We had an idea and a concept in mind. But through my expertise and my experience in the restaurant industry, I just thought that wasn't the greatest idea. And since food trucks were on the rise, that was pretty rare experience to take advantage of that and to kind of go that route, which I thought was less of a risk.
Okay. So you really did a little risk assessment. That's a smart move when you're going into business. Not everybody remembers to do that. So what made you decide it was going to be wraps? Do you do wraps? I mean, I've seen some delicious things on your website, on your Facebook page, I'll say. I have to ask you about some of those recipes that look so good.
The way that I am as a person is, if you're going to do something, you have to do it to the best of your ability. Anybody can open up a food truck and, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, things of that nature. But I thought, we wanted to put a lot of effort and a lot of personality from our family into this venture. So we thought of a full package, a whole plan to make sure that this was something that would last, something that was useful, something that was fun, something that would be taken in by the demographic that we were trying to reach. We thought a lot of things. My dad wanted to do a all-you-can-eat sandwich truck. So he wanted to have limitless options. And you know, I explained to him that that wasn't like the best way to go about it, but I didn't think that his idea was bad. So I basically told him to scale it back. My dad is the big dreamer. So I was like, all right, dad, like scale it back, man. Like, how can we make this work for everybody? It's too expensive. And so jokingly, actually, this was a joke at first. My dad goes, oh, well, you know, this is after running out of not running out of ideas, but hitting a wall, if you will. And my dad's like, well, we should make a wrap truck and we'll call it Rapper's Delight. And so I really just thought to myself, I was like, oh, holy crap, man. Like, that's actually pretty good.
It is. I love the name.
Yeah, thank you. The inspiration, my dad has a collection of records, like huge collection of records. We had this giant wall unit when I was a little kid in our apartment. It took up like all the bottom drawers to the wall unit in our living room. So my dad's had a huge love for music, especially like early hip hop. And, you know, his love for cooking and wanting to have his own business is kind of where this all fueled from. And everybody in my family is involved. It's my sister and both of my parents and myself are involved. My dad cooks, and my mom is kind of involved with all the money. You know, she's all in charge of all the important stuff. My sister, who recently graduated from college, she's lives in Virginia. She's in charge of getting us new business and also in charge of our marketing. And then my job is kind of to make everything, you know, function. I'm in charge of operations and helping my dad create some menu items and, you know, just keeping the fun, I would say, it's my job.
So it's a family business, and it sounds like it's a fun family business. You know, I've always been impressed with people that can actually do that, get the family together, and you actually create like a company. Everybody's got a specific job, and you actually have some hands-on with regard to the food, it sounds like. You actually helped to make some of the food with your father?
Yeah, like I said, I've been in the food industry for a really long time, so I've got to work with some very talented chefs and cooks, and a big part of my job has always just been paying attention and, you know, observing. I wouldn't say I'm the greatest cook, but I give ideas to my dad, and my dad is, he experiments, and he's the one who works in the kitchen, and he tells me if it's something that we could do on the truck. So it's everybody, like I said, everybody has their part. We do have a little ups and downs as far as dealing with people as in any business, but we all love each other. We all work really hard. We all want to be successful. So we're so far so good.
So far, so good. So the wrap is like popular because it's one of these grab and go kind of things.
Yeah.
And I found that the sit down restaurants are making wraps. The diners are making wraps, but a food truck, you have unusual items. I just want to ask you, what is in that delicious looking stuffed shrimp? What is that?
Oh, that's actually one of my favorite wraps. So as you stated earlier, everything is kind of like a play on words. So this particular wrap is called Drop It Like It's Hot. It's a Cajun shrimp wrap, with some jumbo Cajun shrimp on the grill, burn them up nice and nice. We accompany it with yellow rice. This year we worked on a mango salsa. So we take some fresh mango salsa, peppers, cilantro, onion, so on and so forth, some lime juice, a little bit of seasoning. And then we squirt a little bit of a garlic aioli that we make in house as well, and so that's all combined in one sandwich, one wrap. The flavors are delicious. Honestly,
My mouth is watering. So, is it served hot or cold, or does it matter?
Oh yeah, it's served hot. The mango salsa we keep cold, but we work really hard on like balance of flavors. So spicy and not spicy, you know, spicy and sweet, or like savory to balance it out. So it's. Like I said, it's an explosion of flavors in your mouth, and it's really delicious.
I could imagine. I know that picture was very inviting. It's like I looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I'm looking at it, I can almost taste it, that glaze on the outside. Whoever took those pictures really knows how to like make you want something.
That's the whole idea. You know people, especially these days with social media, people eat with their eyes first. And so, you know, part of our goal is to make sure that these wraps look so inviting, so that make your mouth water, you know what I mean, with the pop of colors, the glaze, like you just said. It's all part of the plan.
No, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Do you have desserts?
We do have desserts. So do some chocolate chip cookies that are soft baked, and you know, with a little bit of some Maldon sea salt on top. We also do, my dad makes these dessert empanadas that are delicious. Sometimes they switch in flavor, but for the most part, we do an apple crumb and then a New York style cheesecake empanada. That's deep fried and like a pastry, not a puff pastry, but a breaded pastry. And then we sprinkle some powdered sugar and a little bit of a raspberry glaze on top. People are crazy for that one. That's a really popular.
It sounds so good. I'm going to have to definitely stop by and take a little tasting tour. So the wrap, you imagine you get a lot of people like rush into the truck after work. And I noticed on your site, on your Facebook page, and just to tell the audience about your Facebook page, it's Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, on Facebook, we're at Rapper's Delight. And then on Instagram, we are the best rappers alive. THEBESTWRAPPERSALIVE, the best rappers alive on Instagram.
Okay, so you have Instagram as well. I'm very impressed with the fact that you're there and you're showing the food. Whoever's taking those pictures, I don't know who in your team is doing that, because I see your family kind of operates as a team. It's very, very good.
We have several people. It doesn't just stop at my immediate family. My cousin Travis, he also works on the truck. He's a huge help, especially since I live here on the West Coast. He's kind of like the young muscle of the group right now. He's been a huge help. He actually just accompanied us to an event in Queens. We just did a music festival called Rock the Bells, which is hosted and sponsored by LL Cool J. And we did that in Queens at the Forest Hills Stadium over there, which is pretty awesome. That was the biggest event that we've ever done, just in numbers and in sales alike. It was amazing to be a part of such a special event. And then we also have people that help us, you know, in our kitchen, in Peekskill. We have some people who handle our social media. So there's everybody has their, you know, their responsibilities, and, you know, just to try and make us be as successful as possible.
Yeah, I know in business, there have to be several moving parts, and it's nice that yours is going so beautifully. Everything seems to be in sync. I wanted to also ask you, I guess you're kind of answering it by default here. I noticed on your Facebook page, you have a schedule of where you're going to be. I noticed that you spent some time down in Nurshell at one of their festivals, and I saw you're also in Bedford Hills. You're all over the place. Is there anywhere that where can someone count on seeing you and when? Or does it just seem to be a very random schedule?
This year has been kind of a mix up, you know, coming out of the pandemic and stuff like that. Our first two seasons, we were at Staple Places. So our home base is in Peekskill. That's where our commissary is. That's where our kitchen is. That's where we cook out of. Sometimes we do a pop. We'll do pop ups there, but we were consistently working in Connecticut and in Westchester at the same either breweries or condo complexes for the first 2 years. But we wanted to spread out more, which is kind of the joy and the benefit of being mobile, where we can choose to go wherever we want. It just makes it easier. It makes it easier to reach a lot of people. To reach different demographics, to do, you know, certain things, whether it's doing any like charity work or something for a nonprofit or something, like I said, as big as the festival that we were a part of. So it gives us a range to kind of move around freely, which is we like to use to our benefit.
That's a beautiful thing. And I also noticed that you have a specific kind of truck. There are a number of food trucks around. And I noticed on one of your pages that you mentioned a specific truck, like an M45, something, something, something. And then you had the truck there empty, and it looks like a jetliner or, but, you know, I see that everything's there. You cook on the truck as well, it seems.
Originally, our plan was to have this be a mobile kitchen for my parents' food, for my parents' catering company. So we wanted to be able, the plan, we were trying to have it for a wedding and be able to cook, you know, on site at the wedding that we were hired for at the time. And so, yeah, it's a trailer. It's not a truck, if we want to be technical. So it's a 26-foot trailer, and it's a full kitchen. It's a gigantic kitchen on wheels. It has, you know, all the bells and whistles, all the equipment, and we can do anything that we need to do on the trailer. And we actually have it's an F-250 pickup truck to pull it all around. It's a heavy duty pickup truck.
I'm familiar with that truck, believe it or not. I drove one once. Sometimes it was one just had. I ended up being the designated driver by default, and I had to drive that truck, and I'm like, really? You know, I wasn't drinking, you know, but I drove it.
It's a very comfortable truck though, and it that does all the heavy lifting. It's a huge trailer.
So, and the other thing is, I'm wondering, like, when COVID happened, where were you in terms of your business? Like what stage were you in your business? Was the business already well established when COVID happened and you just kind of moved it onto the truck and just started moving around with the truck? Tell me about your pandemic experience with your business.
I mean, just like everybody, most people are very nervous with especially small business, and this was a small startup for us. So we put just about everything in, to get this up and running. And, you know, the pandemic hit us just like everybody else. But our goal was to just kind of stay relevant. People still need to eat. And we kind of used that to our advantage. I guess we kind of decided to make sure that we are available as much as possible. We ended up working with some local businesses and supplying food for emergency workers, for electrical workers. So we were able to kind of keep our names out there. We also worked at some condo complexes doing pre-orders and things like that. So we were able to kind of stay busy enough to be able to stay in business for one. And then it worked out in our favor as far as continuing to get our name out there, building relationships with people, and also just people being thankful that we were able to supply them, you know, with something to eat, you know, a nice meal.
Yeah, I think it's a special thing. And I think during COVID, I think we all got into this sort of altered reality. There was that period where nobody knew what was going to happen next with them, us collectively as a population. But I think a lot of people, a lot of businesses just folded, you know, but you kept going. That always impresses me when people just keep going and you became more popular.
Like I said, we put a lot into this. And one of my biggest things is I just didn't want to see this fail. This was, like I said, this was my dad's dream, and the whole family's, you know, doing their part to try and make this a thing for all of us. As tough as it got, you know, there definitely were sort of difficult and dark times during the pandemic, but as difficult as it got, we wanted to make sure that something like a pandemic wasn't going to be able to take us down. And thank God we're still here, you know, we still have hurdles and things like that, but we're growing and we're learning every day. So far, like I said, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Now, a lot of people might ask this question because, you know, I've heard this just interviewing other people that are in the food industry. You said that you do private events, like private parties. What if someone wanted to hire you for like backyard cocktail party with food? I'm just making that up as I go. If let's say I wanted to hire you for a cocktail party and you provide the food and the truck pulls up to the house, and then what happens?
So that's actually in our current season. That's something that we've started exploring, and in the future that we'll start exploring even more. We have already been, and we are planning to do more private events. It sounds just like what you just explained. You know, we can pull up to somebody's backyard, host an event. We can do an all you can eat situation where, you know, we'll just be open for an agreed upon amount of hours, and the entire menu is open to you. We also do something, if people are looking for something more tailored and more specific, we also do these meal deals where we do a wrap, a side, and a beverage and or dessert for a set price. So we're looking to get into that more often, in the future. And also we just finished the designs in our second trailer. It's going to be a little bit shorter because of the, you know, just spacing and things like that. But my background, but what I've been doing in my career for the last 8 years or so has been bartending and craft bartending. So I have I'm pretty experienced in that industry. I've worked with, you know, some very talented and well-known people in the industry. So for the second food truck, we'll be putting a bar on it that we'll be able to provide. We'll be able to do a whole package. So we'll be able to provide cocktails and food for private events. So that's something to look forward to in the very near future.
I can imagine the cocktails would be wonderful. You know, call me when it happens. I'll be there. I love a cocktail. You know, I love an interesting cocktail. I imagine you have some signature things you should do. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I can just, by the way you talk and looking at the food, I bet you have special cocktails that go with everything.
Yeah, that's the idea. We want to keep it. We want to keep it relevant. We want to keep it, you know, on brand. The idea behind the cocktail concept will just be to elevate some things that you see regularly in hip hop culture and, you know, rap culture that have been kind of, you know, brought to the mainstream. So my job will just be to elevate those and make them, you know, enjoyable for the masses. And I really think you'll enjoy them too.
I know I will. Great ideas.
So, you know, it's all coming very, very, very soon.
Okay, you have to make sure I know about that, because I don't think I'm unique in enjoying a cocktail. You know, if you live in a neighborhood, you kind of know who makes the cocktails that you really like.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I just have a feeling that a wrap, that shrimp, stuffed shrimp wrap, my gosh. I looked at the picture, I could taste it. I was drooling. I just thought of what cocktail would go with it. I'm thinking mojito maybe would be good, or maybe a bourbon mule. But I bet you have, can you make a bourbon mule?
I do make a nice bourbon mule.
Okay, sign me up.
You got it. Whenever.
With a wrap.
With a wrap on the side. That's the only way to do it. That's what we're looking for. So it's perfect. You know, one of our ideas was handhelds. When you're getting technically fast food, you know, eating with a fork and a knife is not always, it's not always easy. You know, people are eating our food on the go. So we want a handheld. We wanted something that was easy. We want something that was, you know, fun. And that looked good. And that was familiar to people as well. The next thing coming up is a nice cold beverage right in the other hand. So, you know, you'll be all set.
Yeah, that's for me. And so the wraps, like tortilla, I don't know what word to use, do you use to make the wrap? I'm curious.
Yeah, so currently we're using roasted tomato wraps or tortillas, if you will, to fold our sandwiches. The idea behind that comes just from like just the color. We want it to pop out. We want it to be recognizable. We don't just want it to be like a sandwich that you can get, you know, in every deli, in any deli. So, you know, there's a whole idea behind that. We wanted it to stand out. We wanted it to pop. And the roasted tomato wraps actually have a really good flavor to them.
I can imagine. I'm familiar with the roasted tomato wrap. I'm a wrap enthusiast. I really enjoy a wrap. I wrap my breakfast in a wrap if I could.
I mean, why not?
Why not? So you must have other things. I'm wondering, when the seasons change and it gets a little cold and rainy, like how does that affect your business?
So that's one of the biggest things, you know, working out of the Northeast, that we've had to, you know, kind of overcome. When the weather is very unpredictable in the Northeast, you know, all year round, whether it's rain that could stop us from being out, obviously, and during the winter time, we shut down, or we work very minimally. That's the talent. You know what I mean? You kind of just take it as it comes.
Yeah, it's
a hurdle you have to kind of just cross when you get to it. But hopefully, we'll be, you know, in the near future as well. We want to have brick and mortar or something that we can call our own. So you know, we'll deal with that when we deal with that as it comes. And hopefully, we'll have something to keep everybody dry during the rainy and winter months soon.
There's something super special about being able to take it on the road. I think that I can imagine that after this interview, the more we talk about the food, I can imagine there could be, for me, some frustration in wondering, where are they now? You know, you could be all the way down in Nurselle. It's like, oh, we have to get down there, you know? But people can actually look at your schedule and see where you're going to be. That's a wonderful thing, right?
Yeah, we post a weekly schedule, and one of our biggest problems this year is that we've had to turn down events just because we only have one truck and we only can be one place at one time. Prayerfully, we'll be blessed to have a second truck for the next season. We'll be more places at the same time. And yes, we do post our schedule weekly. And yes, you can find us, we post it on our Facebook and on our Instagram. So you can find out where we'll be every week.
Okay, everybody. Rapper's Delight, go to his Facebook page, Rapper's Delight, get the schedule, and I'll see you there. But I'm going to look first because I want to get there first. And I don't want everybody eating everything before I get there. But this is very exciting to me. I would love to talk to you as the winter months come along, just to see, like, you know, what are you doing for the holidays or anything, and to talk more about the food and the menu, because I haven't been to your truck yet, but I'm coming. But I'll tell you, those pictures, I could smell it, you know, and they're beautiful. Kudos to whoever took those pictures, you know, because they really made your food extremely tempting. And I'm coming there next. You know, we'll stay in touch.
Sounds good. Good.
So you have to come back next time. Okay, I really want to talk to you again more about the food, but I'll probably see you at the truck. I'm going to check the schedule and get myself over there.
Sounds good. We look forward to having you. Absolutely.
I can hardly wait. I'm looking forward to having a stuffed shrimp wrap.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
I am a foodie too, contrary to popular belief. And they say people who like to eat can cook. So that's probably why your father's so good at it. So we'll talk again, and I will see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Florian Dorsey, yes.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the show. And I'm going to say goodnight to the audience. Thanks for coming by. Don't forget to go to Rapper's Delight. It's a great place. I don't even know, but I'm telling you, I'm going to be there. There'll be pictures of me eating a wrap from Rapper's Delight. And Dorian, come back to the show again. I want to talk to you more about this. I'm fascinated.
Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. And I'll say goodnight to the audience. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.